Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Akiva held there was one kind of Shavuos which is excluded by that miut. And now we're going to talk about what that is. As I said before, it's Shavuos that implicate mitzvahs. So, Nishba Levatel es a mitzvah. If a person swears that he will not perform some mitzvah activity, you know, he swears tonight, Seder night, but I swear I'm not eating matzah. Or for that matter, he swears to contravene a lo sasa, meaning I know that it's Seder night tonight and I'm not allowed to eat chametz, but I swear I'm going to eat chametz tonight. In both those cases, if velo bitel, if he doesn't carry out what he swore, nevertheless, pater, he will not have to bring in olav v'yored because his shvuah wasn't binding. Okay, in fact, it's a shvuah shav, which means he did it on purpose. He's liable to malchus for a different reason, but it's malchus. But in terms of olav v'yored, nothing doing because he's not bound by his shvuah, because his shvuah is meaningless because he's swearing about something that the Torah already had sworn him about. If likayem, if a person says he's swearing to fulfill some kind of mitzvah, as opposed to bimavatel, right? So he says, he swears, I will eat matzah tonight at the Seder, which he was going to have to do anyways. But he's swearing now. He's putting it by force of a shvuah. Or for the matter, he swears he will not eat chametz tonight at the Seder, which anyways he couldn't. Velo kiyem, even though he swore he would eat matzah, he didn't eat matzah at the Seder night. So then, pater, he will not be liable to an olav v'yored. Of course, he didn't do the mitzvah of eating matzah at Seder, but the fact that he didn't eat it after swearing that he would doesn't make him have to bring an olav v'yored because his shvuah wasn't binding. Shahaya bedin yehechayev. Now, it's true that there is like a compelling logic, if you will, to say he should be obligated, and we're going to speak about what the logic is in a moment. Kedivrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra. In fact, Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra, the Tana, did hold that there was a kol v'chomer to be made, and that one should be liable if one swore he's going to eat matzah at Seder night, and then he didn't. He should actually have to bring an olav v'yored. But notwithstanding, the Tana Kama, the halacha is, we reject that. No, based on the limud from a pasuk, you're not bound by your shvuah for good or for bad regarding mitzvahs. Now, here is Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra's rationale for the kol v'chomer. He says, "Uma im harishus." If a person swore at the Seder he's going to eat an apple, and then she'eno mushba leha mahar Sinai, and he has no pre-existing commitment or non-commitment to eat apples from Har Sinai on the Seder nights, that's a nothing event. So then, if a person swore he would eat an apple, and then he didn't fulfill his oath because I don't know what he forgot, and that's called being an onus. So, as a shogeg, harehu chayev aleha. He would have to bring a chatas for having not eaten apple that he swore he would eat at the Seder night. So, if that's the case, mitzvah, if he swore he's going to eat matzah, which is, of course, he really should eat matzah now because he swore he would, and the Torah said he has to, so mushba lem ar Sinai, with the Hashem had said, yes, you are going to eat matzah at the Seder, if he took such a shvuah and then he failed to live up to the shvuah because, I don't know, he fell asleep and he was b'shogeg, he forgot about it, Seder, whatever the story is. Eino din, doesn't it stand to reason that it can't be worse than not eating the apple? Eino din she chayv aleha, that for sure he did a worse thing than just not eat an apple, for which you get chayv chatas. Here, all of you are right. Here he even didn't eat matzah. It's like a worse failure of the commitment, and therefore for sure he should be punished and have to bring an all of you are right. But the Chacham disagree with that because they said it's just essentially based on the Pasuk, limud from the Pasuk. Amru lo, the Chacham respond back to Yehuda ben Becerra, lo, that's not how it works. Ima marta b'shvuas harishus. If you want to talk about voluntary commitments, you know, you swear by eating an apple to Seder or something, sheken asa ba lav kehen. You could have opted to either swear, yes, I will eat an apple at the Seder, or no, I won't eat an apple. Those are both equal options. And that would be consistent with the expression of the Pasuk, lahara ulehetev. The Torah says you have to take shvuos that could be, you know, for good or for bad. So those are the kind of shvuos we're talking about. But even you, surely, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who agree, you can't swear that you're not going to eat matzah at the Seder. That's not going to be binding because that's against the Torah. Tomar, would you say, b'shvuos mitzvah shelo asaba lav gain, when it comes to things like eating matzah at the Seder, where you're not able to take a shvuah, both yes or no, you're not at all able, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh would agree, you can't take a shvuah, you're not going to eat matzah. So therefore, and therefore he's there, the rabbi is saying, so you also equally can't take a shvuah to yes, eat matzah and be bound. She'im nishba levatel lo batel patur. Sorry, I read that badly. She'im nishba levatel, if you would swear that you're not going to eat matzah, you agree to me that velo bitel, if you didn't, if you failed to not eat matzah, meaning that you did eat matzah, contravening your shvuah, still patur. Of course you agree you're not going to be chayav all of your feeding matzah because your shvuah was unbinding. So, in other words, the chacham are saying shvuahs only work if they can go both directions. Either the same shvuah could be to yes do or to not do. And since you can't swear to do against what the Torah says, you can't swear also to do yes what the Torah says and be liable for an olav yored. Okay, now with the halacha, like the chachamim, that if you take shvuahs about mitzvahs, whether to yes do them or not do them, it makes no difference. You're not liable for an olav yored, although since it's the shvuah shav, if you do it b'mezid on purpose, knowing what you're doing is wrong, you actually would be liable to malchus.